Good day, everybody. Time again for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Early bird pricing has been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual no-till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmers Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to OKFFA.org.
Well, it looks like strong gains quickly developed throughout the cattle complex today with prices $2 to $2.80 per hundredweight higher. The strong movement continued to bring traders quickly back into the market with potential of follow-through growth. Corn prices mixed in light trade today with December corn futures about a quarter of a cent higher. Stock markets were mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 10 points higher, NASDAQ up 44 points. In live cattle, December through April contracts traded to $2 to $2.75 per hundredweight higher as strong triple-digit buyer support was seen throughout the entire day. The aggressiveness of the market support could push nearby contracts to limit higher trade, but additional uncertainty may remain as volatility will be high throughout the rest of the week. And gains in feeder cattle futures have become aggressive today, with all contracts posting gains over $2 per hundredweight. The strong surge in live cattle trade helped to draw additional buyer support back into the market. Even though prices have moved significantly higher, does not mean that the follow-through buying will be seen throughout the end of the year. This could, though, bring about some additional volatility in the cattle markets. Grain futures were lower today after a fairly volatile overnight session, with prices buffeted by weather in the U.S. and South America, as well as turmoil on outside markets. Corn prices were a little lower after early follow-through buying from Friday's rally fell flat. USDA Friday made no changes to its supply and demand estimates, but March futures are still trying to break out of their October-December downtrend. Soybeans were a little lower, but off-session lows after two-sided trade overnight. Futures attracted follow-through buying after Friday's reversal higher, despite USDA's unchanged estimate of 2016 carryout. And wheat prices were lower today, with the market giving back weather premium after snow blanketed much of the soft red winter wheat crop over the weekend, offering some protection from sub-zero temperatures this week. That's a look at all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.